Hello, everybody. I'm Jordan, and welcome to the Fat Logs Club. This is a nutritional podcast that I've been putting together with the help of my cute, friendly little dog, Pele. And I want to just talk about my personal experience with keto and nutrition in general, and what I've been learning, and kind of where I want to go, and just see if my health can improve. I mean, there's several different ways to improve your health, and there's several different reasons. I personally am doing it for back pain. That's probably the most physical aspect of it. I mean, I'm not looking to be a supermodel or anything that dramatic. I wouldn't mind fitting more comfortably in clothes, but my main goal is to avoid like a slip disc or sciatica pain. I had a bout of that a month ago, and that can really just put you down. And so I've been implementing a stretch routine in the morning and making sure to get hydrated immediately when I wake up, within like the first 10 minutes. And I feel like I've had improvements, and I'm looking forward to like getting away from inflammation and, you know, being able to wake up with confidence in my back. But I was going to talk about keto, or the ketogenic diet. Not something that I practice, but I practice a little more loose, and something that keto's taught me, and something I've struggled with, is getting too fixated on my like macronutrients, which macronutrients are the big basic things when you look at a nutrition facts label. So that's like total fats and cholesterol and sodium and carbs and protein. They have, you know, other stuff like dietary fiber, which is really important. And then it'll break down other fats like saturated and trans. Those are the main things that I've been trying to get under control and get a little more familiar with. I find that it's really fascinating that the FDA puts such a high standard, even though it can be, let's just say, whitewashed, and white is bleached sugarcane washed, because that's for a different podcast or a different episode. I'll get into the evils of sugar, and I need to research it a little bit more. But sugar has definitely found its way into everything, and so with keto, it helps a lot to avoid and to pretty much just stay away from all sugar. And that was something I did several years ago, where I would just be like, oh, let's keep my sugar intake really low. I didn't have a set goal, but I knew that I wanted to keep it really low. And, you know, everyone can agree, sugar's bad. Every doctor, physician, anybody at a gym, anybody you meet on the streets, they're going to say, yes, sugar is bad. And what keto does is it pretty much just gives you the tools, and then myself, I've found it's very motivating by using Reddit. They have like a keto subreddit that's really positive and has a lot of like information. And that's where I like to get some of my information. And then I follow some people on YouTube. And then I read a lot of the FDA and the World Health Organization. They run a lot of wonderful papers about its benefits, mainly how it deals with like your neurological setup in your brain and how it really helps that way. I use it for inflammation reduction because when you get inflamed, it hurts your joints and your back. And so that's kind of what I use it for. And I've had, in the past, I had success with this diet, and it's actually really easy to maintain. I just personally, like, kind of, I backlashed and I just kind of, backslide, and it just catches up with you. And so it's like, you just notice one day and you're like, well, shit, I'm fat again. And so I've been working on it, setting monthly goals, and trying to approach keto this time with the sense of like long-term longevity. I still enjoy myself on the weekends sometimes. I don't really like count calories on the weekends. I still try to keep in a keto mindset, but I kind of just like let myself have like an extra Mission carb balance wrap or something, something like that, or the extra ranch on my salad. So those are some fun examples, but I feel that keto is something that can work for you, but this is not a keto podcast. I'm not here to convert anybody. I'm not really here to preach. I want people to enjoy their lifestyles and eat how you can. But we all know that really, like, the hard truth is, how you're eating now. If you are somewhere where you don't feel completely healthy, you need to, look at and readjust your diet and maybe fluctuate how your lifestyle is to reflect your diet. I mean, there are people who like to eat throughout the day and they're not going to survive on a intermittent fasted diet. And vice versa, people who just like they just want a big meal, they're told that that's really bad for the system and it's really unhealthy, which is very silly. I mean, you just need to get your calories in. If you're like, an Olympic rower or you work construction, you're probably gonna end up, I mean, you, I feel like you can get adapted to any style of diet. So you can intermittent fast and be, weightlifting champion and a construction worker and a medical professional, anything, if you're on your feet all day, you can pretty much adapt to any eating style that gives you complexities and gives you all of the fat and protein and vitamins that you need. I just, this is an overview. Just I kind of dived in there, but I'm Jordan. You can find me at MyFitnessPal at Good Robots, capital GOOD, capital ROBOT, all one word. And I would love to be friends and see your goals and see what you're doing. I find that having a fitness tracker, any kind, there's plenty out there that are like, there's like, I think it's called like Keto Apple or something like that, but I use MyFitnessPal. I find that it syncs up with my Fitbit device, and you can tweak it and get it to where it really like it sets your macros and you can do your percentage and everything, and I find that I've had a lot more success tracking. I mean, that's just logically how it would work. You keep a diary, and, you know, a digital diary, or be it paper, really, and then you can just, you know, get in MyFitnessPal and plug it in after that, and you can go through and you can, like, build your own day. So you can just build a day that you normally eat if you're just going to eat kind of the same thing within a week, you know, and get that structure set up, which is fantastic. I mean, just keeping a catalog of anything is going to be extremely beneficial. All right. So, I just wanted to go through and I kind of read the nutritional labels of something that I use pretty much every day. And I know that this one is probably like 4 out of 5 star availability in grocery stores across the nation. But Mission, the tortilla brand, started making a carb balance tortilla, and they have a few different kinds, like spinach, I think, and sun-dried tomato, and I just usually typically get the flour. And it's pretty good. There's 8-pack, they're like $5. And the serving size for one tortilla is 70 calories, 3 grams of fat. But the thing that is really impressive is that it is 4 net carbs. And it comes from a lot of dietary fiber. And then on top of that, they've enriched it with 5 grams of protein, which, you know, isn't very much, but I usually have 2 a day. There's 10 grams right there. And so I'm trying to hit around 180 a day. So I find that an extra 10 is nothing to sneeze at. And then another thing, which is happens to be another carbed keto substitute, which I personally feel like if you're starting out in keto, using substitutes can help a lot, but they come with their own caveat of backsliding. Like, if I'm eating, so I live with my girlfriend, and she partakes in carbs, and I find if I, like, say I run out of toast, and she has some, and I don't have time to go to the store, sometimes I get the hankering to eat hers. And I have in the past, and I probably will in the future. that's human. But I find that I eat it, and then I'm like, oh, I feel bloated. It's so wild. And so having carb substitutes is pretty tricky, but it can be maintained for the most part. I find that I personally don't need to eat it. And it's kind of like if you just keep it in your home, you know, and the temptation won't be there because you have something reliable to go to. So, but my two, so mainly I eat basic proteins, chicken, and sometimes some, like, you know, high or low fat hamburger, which I use butter or extra virgin olive oil and fry it up, and that's good. And then tuna, that's, you know, those are kind of my staples. But anyhow, I use Franz, which I'm not sure if it's available nationwide, but I highly recommend going to FRANZ, going to their website and ordering some of their just keto white bread, KETO, yeah, white bread. And it's soft, and it toasts up really good, and it really, like, has hit that substitute for toast. It's fantastic. And it runs at one slice 40 calories, which is really low, and it has 12 grams of carb, but then 12 grams of dietary fiber. And so it's got soluble fiber, and insoluble fiber is 10 grams. So I, and 4 grams of protein. So once again, pretty nice. I mean, that's, bread actually surprisingly has a lot. Normal carb bread has high protein, but nothing to super substitute or anything, but it's definitely got, you know, as much, if not more. But I find that this keto bread is something I need to have. And I find that it's because that like soluble fiber and then the insoluble. So insoluble, it doesn't, it just goes like right through you. And so if you eat like two slices, you'll feel okay. But there was like another the other day I ate like French toast with it and then had a sandwich later, and I was pretty bloated because it just kind of fills you up. But that's a TMI. But you know, that sometimes happens, especially with like the keto substitutes. They have a lot of the fiber that counteracts the carbs, and so if you find yourself going and looking at nutritional labels, always remember that dietary fiber can be substituted from total carbs. So total carbs will usually be bolded in black, and then right underneath, for the most part, it's dietary fiber, and those can be substituted to get a net carb. I think starting out, that's something good to look at. Just get yourself familiar with nutritional labels. I think you should get familiar with nutritional labels with any form of diet, you know, veganism or just a standard American diet. Kind of just seeing where you're at and then getting like an app or doing a macro calculator online and finding out kind of where you want to be. I know that like if I was eating standard American diet, I would be at like 260 grams of carbs. And that's just too much for me. I feel bloated and I have a lot of inflammation. I stick around 26 to 30 grams a day, and I feel that's perfect. Some days I'm only hitting like 10 if I only have like one tortilla, but yeah, it works out a lot. And I hope to see you on MyFitnessPal, and you can always find me at PELEFLCPOD @gmail.com. That's Pele FLC Pod. And that's where you can email me and let me know your journey. And I'd love to hear from you. Have a great day and get some nutrients. All right, bye.